The Wrangell Boiler Project was funded by a grant by AEA Renewable Energy Fund to replace old boilers in town with electric boilers. Wrangell's electrical superintendent, Stephen Henson, says the project is nearly finished.
It's taken a couple of year process to bring it to fruition. Last month, we fired up the new electric boilers in the high school, public safety building, and the Nolan Center. And the main purpose of this was to displace diesel fuel and to save the city some money. We're right now about 98% complete on the projects. There's a little bit more control work going on.
Between January 26 and February 16th, the electric boilers in the public safety building, Nolan Center, and Wrangell High School and swimming pool showed a total savings of $2,834.72, or it came out to $149.20 a day. Along with being more efficient, Henson says the electric boilers have a much different look than the oil fire boilers.
They're probably a quarter the size of the old oil fire boilers. A lot more efficient. An oil fire boiler is between 75 and 80% efficient. The electric boilers are 100% efficient for heat transfer. Efficiency is a major cause of the savings.
Henson says more residential or small commercial businesses throughout Southeast Alaska are turning to electric boilers.
It's becoming more and more evident throughout Southeast. It's one of the things that's just driving the need for cheaper and more reliable electricity, displacing diesel. That's one of the main concepts of the state and federal government, is to alleviate some of the dependence on oil, and this is one way of doing it.
With leftover grant money, Henson said they are working to put an electric boiler in the elementary school. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.